Today's date is September the 25th, 1995. I will be visiting with Mrs. Etha Rivers, right. Carrington Claw. Birthday July 25th, 1915. Age 80. Miss Clark, what area did you grow up in when you was a kid?
In Northern Grandview.
Yes, talk a little louder.
Northern Grandview County.
Did your mother and father come from here?
Yes.
Both from in this area?
Yeah.
How far different areas did they come from? A mile apart, or were they joining farms or what?
About 10 miles. But my father is from Johnson Creek area.
Anna, your mother's from where?
The Blue Wing community.
Are you related to the Clarks in Oxford that came from up the Johnson Creek?
My husband is.
What relative is he? How old were your husband when he was living up that way?
My husband.
You say your father was living in, came from Johnson Creek.
Yeah.
Was he related? He was related to the Clark family.
See, he was Carrington.
Oh, he was a Carrington. Mm-hmm. Okay, you married the Clark.
And I married Clark.
Okay. Did your father have other brothers and sisters?
Oh yeah.
If you don't want to name them, you can give me the numbers.
He had five brothers. And I had six aunts. But don't ask me who the fathers and the mothers, because they were married twice.
Your father was married twice?
No, I'm talking about my grandfather and grandmother on that side.
On your father's side.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't remember them. I don't know them.
How many children did he have?
I think it was 11.
Two different wives he had kids for.
That's my grandfather now. I'm not talking about my father.
That's your father's dad.
Yeah.
What set of children did your father come out of? The first or the second set?
The first set.
The first set. Okay, did he take care of this, all of the children, or they went with the other parent? I know you don't remember what I'm saying. If your father was born in the first set of children, what happened to the second set of children?
What do you mean?
Did he keep, did your father go with his father, with his father
see,
to the...
I don't know. I guess when he married, his dad married the second time, he was gone.
Oh, okay.
Imagine, I don't know. I couldn't tell you that.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did your grandfather do on your daddy's side? Was it a sharecropper?
Yeah.
Whereabout?
I don't know that either.
How many times did he move around, they say?
I don't know that either.
Your father didn't say nothing about, he don't
know? Now I was 2.5 years old when my father died, and he couldn't tell me nothing.
I understand. What did your mother say?
I know after what they did. I know what they did, though, to his mom.
But you don't know where?
Back down there somewhere.
Down where?
From Johnson Creek around in there somewhere. I know that's where they live. So they had to farm. They didn't go up nowhere then at that time. Wherever they were, they just moved around and they left. But see, I couldn't tell them about that.
Okay. Carringtons. I ran into any. Where would I run into the Carringtons at?
Well, they ain't no living now. No Carringtons in that generation. Because I lost my last aunt 3 years ago. and she was she lived in Stonewall.
What was her name?
Nitty. Jenny Harris.
Huh?
Jenny Harris.
Jenny Harris. Mm-hmm. That was your aunt.
Yeah.
And she was a current.
Yeah.
Okay, so the current family, it's gone because you was a current. And you married a Claw.
Yeah.
And so it's no more Carrington.
Not going by the name of Carrington.
That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
If it's anymore, it's not. They don't live in Granville County.
Oh, well, I don't know.
You don't know no offspring kids.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of them offspring from them Carrington, but there ain't no Carrington.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant.
Yeah, okay. I got plenty of cousins and things.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. That was it for the Carrington.
Yeah, for the elder people.
Okay, do they have any young boys that live in this area? In Granville County, that's a character?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What? How far did your father go in school? Could he read and write?
Yeah. I don't know if he written my mother. And he was in West Virginia before they got married.
I'd like for you to Xerox and give me a copy of it.
And I don't know what I could do it or not because it's so old until it's
You'll let me see it, then I'll let you know if it can be zero.
Yeah.
I know. The paper.
Huh.
It was in the wrong place.
Yeah, so I got it.
Yeah.
In a bag.
Mm-hmm. That's probably where it didn't get no air.
And he was telling her that he's coming home.
Yeah, talk about it.
Well, you taping that?
Yeah, I came to record you.
You taping as I'm talking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I didn't know. You got me. Well, you had to not tape me until I can get this stuff together, and then I can tell you. Because this is crazy talking. Because I'm thinking while I'm talking about what you asked. So, what did you have me lay?
Tell me how far your father went in school and where did he go to school at? What school did he go to around?
Now, I can't tell you what
the Nobody name. Never said it.
I don't know the name of no school that he went to, but he could read and write.
Okay.
And he had a good handwriting for a man other than some women.
Did they say his dad could read and write?
I don't know.
And you don't know where he got the reading and writing from? Mm-hmm. How many brothers and sisters did he have?
I told you, I think it was five brothers. Now I got an uncle on that side living. That's the only person living. He lives in...
What's his name?
He lives in... I can't think of that right now. That's him from South Hill, Virginia. His name is Henry Carrington. Baby brother.
Which one?
Right there. Mm-hmm.
This your father's baby brother.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he live? South Hill, you say?
I was from South Hill.
Mm-hmm. Do you go see him often? About how old is he now?
I don't know.
100?
My aunt that died, last aunt I had that died, that you want to have room to live in here on the road?
Mm-mm.
Well, we did hump some chick out there. Just her daughter.
What's her daughter name?
Her granddaughter. Her daughter's dead.
What's her granddaughter name?
Mildred
Toll. Okay. Let me look at this for a minute.
And
can you tell me?
This is little Bill Reed.
Mm-hmm.
That's my baby brother, he's dead, so.
Mm-hmm. And they came from Johnson Creek.
Yeah. Around in that area. I don't know where at. Oh.
Did your Okay. Where did your mother family come from?
Person County.
Person County. How far from here?
All around. You know what Prospect Church is from Person County? Mm-mm. Maple Grove. Mm-mm. Well, that's about 10 miles from here, too.
Was your family ever related to a Ransom cousin? A new Ransom cousin family?
I don't know.
Could your mother read and write?
Oh yeah, my mother was what we call now a school teacher.
She was?
She was an elementary school teacher. In this day.
But did she teach school then?
No.
Why?
I don't know why, but she did teach. They called it a scripture school. Like you finish school and then you go to another school. Mm-hmm. And they called it scripture school. Now don't ask me what that meant, because I don't know.
I can look it up. I've asked my scripture school.
Mm-hmm. And she went in Person County too.
It wasn't norm school. Huh? It wasn't norm.
Normal.
Norm. That's the kind of school they used to send you to. But you said scripture might
be... Well, that's what they call scripture. That's all I know, what they say she went to scripture school.
Oh, do that mean she finished the eighth grade?
I don't know what it meant. I know she finished the regular school that they had at that time.
Where was that school at?
I don't know.
She never told you? You never knew what the school your mother went to?
No, I don't know what school you go to. It won't even exist when I can.
Well, of course it wasn't in
existence. I know.
Well, you could have told... You could have...
I know it was in Person County. And I don't know the name of it either.
You don't? How, did you know her brothers and sisters?
She didn't have any.
She
had half sisters, though.
On whose side? What? Half sisters were her mother or her father?
Father, my grandfather was married twice.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother was his last wife. And he had one daughter by him, which was my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And before then he was married and he had about eight.
Did your mother go with him to the other stepmother?
She was dead.
Oh, your mother passed and
his wife passed and he married my grandmother, and my grandmother had my mother by him.
Okay. And you never found out why your mother and father could read. You never found out where they got it from or what school they went to.
Oh, no.
Nobody never told you.
Nobody told me, but I don't remember.
Okay. Did your granddad on your mother's side, what did he do?
He was the man I'm talking about, carried the mail.
Carried the mail from where? You had to explain it to me.
Right down there. At the Sonic Hall now, which was called Record City in the beginning.
It was called what?
Record.
How you spell it?
I don't know. R-A-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-R-E-C-O-R-I-
Have you ever asked Mr. Cunningham? But they have heard
of... You talking about old man Cunningham?
No, I'm talking about the junior.
What junior? No, I'm 10 years old, 9 years older than junior. I took care of him. Yeah, I'm his babysitter.
Oh, yeah?
Junior Cunningham. Well, you know him,
baby. What did he cut?
And he's 71 years old.
You said his city was...
It was called Record City, right down there where that hall is.
Mm-hmm.
It's on his hall. And mm-hmm. they had a store in there and the post office.
Uh-huh.
And I was told that now because I was here.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, my grandma told me. And he carried mail from there on the horseback. And he worked for the house, big old house. Be right around the corner there. A white man named Cornelius Tuck. And he was a
Cornelius Tuck.
Yeah, he's a white man. He run the public steel house.
Run a public steel?
Yeah, before probation.
What is a public steel house?
Just go up there and steal all you want, and nobody can do nothing about it.
Steal?
Making liquor.
Oh, okay. Oh, he had a liquor steal. That was his business. He was in a liquor business.
The white man.
Mr. Tuck.
Cornelius Tuck.
And then the law didn't bother with
him. And my grandfather worked for him.
He made the liquor for the white man.
No, he hope, I guess.
Yeah,
and he opened the livery. I know he's called carrying wagons, and he used to drive the wagons
to the bootlegger houses.
To well,
and drop it off.
I guess so.
Did say how many years he worked?
I don't know.
He had a good business, didn't he?
Yeah.
He ought to have made some money.
I don't know.
After he finished carrying mail, he decided to go in the liquor business.
No, he carried mail too, and he drove the wagon for this plane. And all this lane from here all the way down the bridge line, that main owned it. And I can tell you where the steel house was.
Okay.
Now.
I want to see that.
Huh?
I want to go one day.
I ain't going. It goes over there in the woods.
Uh-huh.
It's going up over there now. And my grandmother used to plant garden over there.
Your grandmother?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I was a little girl. Plant garden way over on that hill there. And that was a stiller spot where this old still used.
Did y'all find, is it any old graveyards over there?
Not down where they still was, some old graveyards from there. Lane named Ten Tuck.
Is he still living?
No.
This is white too, all these the Tucks.
Yeah, that's white too. But he isn't in relation to this man. This man came from Person County too, this white man I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where it is in Person County. But he came from Person County and he bought all this lane here.
Mm-hmm.
All clean down where they said. By our church was bought from him, and the lane that the church was on was bought from him. And another white lady in Virginia owned the rest of the lane all the way down, and they sold, cut this lane up and sold to Negroes in the later years. That's how my grandfather got this, and his grandmother and mother.
How many acres you got in this tract?
Over three.
Did you have more than this?
I don't know. More than they did or not. But anyhow. And you would be surprised how big this 3 acres I had surveyed when I moved here.
From where?
Uptown community.
Uh-huh.
We were farming there. Mm-hmm. There wasn't enough land here to farm.
Uh-huh.
So when I was married, my husband and I farmed.
Where'd y'all farm at?
Well, we done farmed in 2-3 different places.
Y'all were sharecroppers.
Mm-hmm.
How many children did you have?
Five. Oh, I had 6 that low for.
Do any of your kids live near you?
One live right around the curl there.
Okay. Name them. In a way you want to name your kids?
I can show you. They gave me a birthday celebration 22nd of July. And you want to know about my family.
Where did they give you that? A celebration at birthday. Blue Wing Church.
Mm-hmm.
When? On a Sunday?
Saturday.
On a Saturday. Okay. Oh. Okay. So, name the girl first or the boy?
You see the page where the devil's name
goes? Yeah, I want you to name
her. Vanessa. A Vanessa. I named her Vanessa. It's supposed to call her Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put that A in there. I named her Vanessa. I named her name up movie stuff.
Uh-huh.
Vanessa Joyce Carr.
Okay, what's the other?
The next one is Leo Delbert Clark.
Leo, L-E-O.
Mm-hmm. And the next one is Imogen.
Imogen?
Not Imogen, but Imogen. And they both called Imogen.
Where'd you get that name from?
Well, I don't know. I picked it up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, I do. I named after a little white girl that used to mess with me.
Then who used to, you used to work with?
No, I never worked for a white person yet, no one called. What I mean domestic was going to the house, working and cooking and doing for them and cleaning. Yeah, I never done that.
You never did any of that? So,
and the next one is Annette Thelma. Imogen Mills, Annette Thelma. You got the page?
Yeah, second page.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And Ella Merdine. You never heard talk of that either name.
Uh-uh.
Ella is my husband's aunt and my aunt. Named Ella. And Merdine is a new kind of washing powder they brought that year.
What kind?
New kind of washing powder.
And what was the name of it?
Merdine.
Merdine. Never heard of that word, washing powder. That washing powder
had a whole lot of bubbles though. The blue box with a whole lot of bubbles though.
It was. It didn't stay on the market long, did it?
I don't know.
It
ain't on there now already. There's so many names. But this was a new kind. Those are my kids. And my first child died at 2 days old.
Mm-hmm.
What you call now crib death.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had six and raised five.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how many farms did y'all move around on when you was sharecropping?
We first married, we lived with his father.
With his father?
He farmed.
What was his father's name?
Arthur Clark.
Arthur Clark. Okay.
And,
how long y'all stayed with him? Just guessing.
Just over a year.
Uh-huh.
Then we still lived in the house on the same farm.
Uh-huh.
For another year, we lived about 2 years around there.
Uh-huh.
Then we moved from there. You know where, little before you get to 1332, down at the bottom of the house sitting down there, another house sitting up on the hill.
By Miss Bird.
The other, before you get in the road to turn, to come in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a house right there in little pines right there. Well, that's been, it hadn't been there that long. There's another one up on the grove, oak tree.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, the house down the bottom from that, and that's where we did it. When we first moved from his father down at the bottom there.
How many years y'all farmed with that man?
Two.
What was his name?
Charlotte Poole.
Charlotte Poole?
Yeah, he was a white man. From Virgin Island and Raleigh.
How was he? Was he a fair?
Hmm?
Was he fair? I mean, did he treat you fair?
Oh, yeah. He's a mama.
Uh-huh.
And we moved from there to a man named Marvin Goose, and he lived in Virgin Island.
Marvin Goo.
All the others. And when you turn to come in here, 1332, and the first little road on the right, on the left, before you get to Burden Tug, they tell you around there to where we lived at. We lived there 8 years.
That's the fourth time you moved.
No. Let's see. Moved from his father down there, Charlie Food. Moved from Charlie Food. No, I'm wrong. But the next place we lived, right here where you turn off. Come in here on this side of the road. There's a house sitting up on here. We live right behind that house. Right over behind that house. That's a big old road.
Behind Miss Cunningham's house.
No. Nothing down that way. I'm saying when you come up 96 and you turn off 1332. Well, if you look on that side the road, you'll see a house sitting up in the grove up there. That's the second place we lived, right behind that house.
What was his name?
Wilkins.
Wilkins what?
Wait a minute.
That's okay. That's the second. You stay.
He owned the hardware here in Richmond, Wilkins Hardware.
Your father-in-law was the first for you. And then Pooh was the second for you. Watkins was the third for
you. Not Watkins, Wilkins.
Huh, Watkins Wilkinson.
No, Wilkins. It's Wilkins.
Okay.
Cause,
then you got...
Then we went back...
Morris Good.
Marvin Good.
Marvin Good.
That's when we called Pooh Place right back here.
Oh, okay. So that's three times.
That's four times.
That's what I got. Mm-hmm. Now, did any of your children lose any time when they were moving around the school, you know, or couldn't go to school? They remained going to the same school
all the time.
They went to Toll.
They went to Blue Wing School right down here from Burton. That's where the school was. I went to it too.
Now, while we're on Blue Wing School, how many Blue Wings was it? It wasn't in the same place.
Well, they moved to school one time. When I went to school, when you turn off from 1332 and come up there to this
large hall,
before you get to Aurelia Burton, right in that bottom there where that house is sitting there now, that...
Before you get to her.
Yeah.
So that's be past that dirt road on the left-hand side.
No. Before you get to it. When you're coming that way.
Before you get to the dirt road.
Mm-hmm. You look at the little bottom like down there, and the house sitting right down the hill, which is two houses now, one ain't painted over here. Well, right in front of that house, that's where the school sat. I went to, my mother went to that school.
Was that Miss Bowman's Burden's property?
No.
Whose property was it
on? I don't know. The school belonged to the state property.
What was the name of school then?
Blue Wing. It always been Blue Wing. Never changed. And then it moved from there, right up here, from this large house, up on that hill, right there where another house is sitting there now, Tony Smith.
Did this Blue Wing that your mother went to, and you went to,
I went to my
did trip. It catch a fire?
Yeah, it burned up one time.
What year?
I don't know.
Where were you at when it burned up?
I don't remember, but they built it the second time right here on the hill from the church going that way.
Okay, let's do this now. When your mother went to Blue Wing School, can you tell me anything about it? What child, what did a sister or brother or did a niece or uncle or cousin go with her to school when she was going? Well, how did she go to Blue Wing School with no family, but just them living in right in that area?
What you mean?
Your mother.
How did she go to school and what?
You said she didn't have no brothers and sisters.
Uh-uh.
She had some playmates or somebody went to that school.
Oh, plenty of folks. Irene Burton, Daisy Royster, and all them old folks is dead.
I don't, well, let's bring them back. Name them and bring them back to live today. Let's dig them up.
Oh, I can't name all them folks there.
Would the Tollers, any of them go there?
Oh, no. Royster. Most of them was Royster.
Gregory's?
No, Gregory's in this community. It's all Roysters. Everybody in this community is kin. The backgrounds are Royster or Ether or Downey.
Roysters and Downey.
That's all what's in this community.
In the early 1900s.
And my grandparents, we were Beards. They were from...
Your grandparents were who?
Beards. When I'm talking about the man that carried the mail, that was my granddaddy, great-granddaddy.
What was his name?
Beard.
How you spell it?
B-E-A-R-D. And his name was Charles Beard.
Okay. Okay. What did they say about Charles Beard? He carried mail and he sold liquor, or he delivered liquor for the white man. Did he go to Blue Wings school?
I don't know. No. He came from Preston County, so I don't know what school he went to.
Your mother went to Blue Wings school.
My mother went to Blue Wings school.
And it was Downers and Rorschach.
Yeah.
That's all was in this area then.
Yeah, Downers and Rorschach.
Do you have an idea?
Maybe it was Towers.
Do you have an idea, or have you heard what year your mother was born? Okay, let's do this now. Now, you went to that school before Carter Five.
I went to that school until I stopped going. No, I didn't. I went to that school until I was, I didn't go to that school over 3 years. But they built a two-room school. It was a one-room school when I first started going to school. One-room.
How many years do you think? Did you go to first grade?
Second grade? Second grade.
And then?
Probably the third grade.
And then it caught a fire.
And I rang it caught a fire.
Why you rang it caught?
I don't know, because it just destroyed.
Okay.
They decided to build a two-room school. I don't know where it, I know it got destroyed.
Okay.
And to build a two-room school.
I heard that the first school, you'll correct me anyway, that was on Miss Burden's them land. And that was the first school.
Mm-mm. So Burden wasn't in that lane at that time.
Okay, now, sometime in that...
You know where Burden was living?
No.
He was living right across the line down here in Virginia.
Miss Burton, Aria Burton, them.
Aria Burton's daddy and mother, when they got married, and they lived down there in Virginia. And then they moved when he bought this land, and I don't know when he bought it, because I was a child when he bought it. And so he didn't buy no land from him for that school. I don't know who to bought that land from or what, how they got it for the first school.
Who in this community went to school with you?
Nobody different that went to school with me in this community, because all my schoolmates are dead. One ain't dead, it's away. Now, Mag Royster, Class Cunningham, Gladys Tuck, Hattie Burden, Romaine Burden, Daisy Ramsey, Mr. Burden, and Vincent Burden, Coolidge Burden, Lazarus Burden, Aurelia, Mag Royster, Vincent Royster, Garland Royster, Julie O'Brien, Jimmy O'Brien. Sally Cunningham, Irene Luster, James Luster, Thomas Luster, John Davis, Bruce Poole, That's it. Cool. All of it with me, Waddell Walker, Claire Smith, Ilse, King, Ennis Royster, all this whole bunch of them. They all.
Okay. Now, I'm going to have to work this community because at one time they had school in Blue Wing Church. Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
No.
They, if the school caught a fire,
I don't know where it caught a fire. They destroyed that school and they built a two-room school. Now, this is in my time. My mother and Rena and all of them, Burdens and all of them, said that they went to that same school where I first went to from the first grade to about the third, I think. It was about the third grade. And then they built this two-room school, and I went to that until I finished school.
Who built the school, the two-room school?
I don't know. All I know, they built a two-room school.
What did the church look like? Was the church brick?
What, our church?
Uh-huh.
No, it wasn't where our church was. It was that, though. The church was the one place. The school was up the other side of the church, going from here.
Past the lodge?
Yeah, school's up on the hill from the lodge.
The second school was?
Mm-hmm. Little trees and things sitting up right now. There's a house, a great object there now.
Well, did too many children come? You got too many children? And that's why they had to build a school?
I don't know that.
Okay.
All I know is that we got a new school. Two rooms.
All right. So, you saying that where did the children go to school that your mother said before they built the school? Because you saying the church was first.
What church? I ain't
Blue Wing Church.
I ain't mentioned the church.
I'm talking Blue Wing Church.
I don't know about the church was before they had a school or not. Now, I don't know that. I don't know when the school was built or nothing about that. All I know, she went to Blue Wing School, the same school that I went to when I first went to school. And it's located right down there below that road that turned off at the first road to get to.
Where was the church at?
Where it is now.
Always been where?
Always been there where it is, but not in exactly the same spot. Part of it's in the spot where the old church was, part of it is not. And so it's just a little straight church.
What did the old school church look like?
It's a little straight church.
Weatherboard?
Yeah, weatherboard, two heaters, lamps up on the wall.
No electric lights?
No. Liquid light.
You didn't have lights in your school?
No. Lamps. Lamps on the wall.
Lamps on the wall?
Yeah, it had a ring, the lamps sitting over the ring and hooked up to the wall. Lamp here, one here, one here.
What you do, how you pour oil so high?
Well, if you take it down, I told you it was up in the rack, like a rack. Now that's where the church was, and yours too, where you come from, wherever you was. You won't even hear. But where your ancestors come from, that's the way it was. There was no blue, there was no different to the rest of them.
Well, I had two heaters.
Yeah, one on one side and one on the other side.
And you remember when they started building this one?
This ain't the one they built now before they built this one.
Where did they build that one at?
Right there, same thing.
So this is the third church?
Well, I wouldn't say it repaired it, made it different. But the old church, it done away with it completely. And me and Wood's house is part of that first church that I can remember.
Why is the house part of it?
Huh?
Why is her
house? Because he bought the old church lumber when he tore it down and fixed his house.
Is it still there now?
What?
The house.
Yeah, part of it is there. They done put some more to it. But part of it is the same thing.
So he got a piece of their history.
He did now.
Huh?
He's dead now.
His family got a piece.
Yeah. You know Kenny Hood? You don't know about up here. You know Arthur Jr.
And Mr. Taller. And Mrs. Cunningham that lives up there.
Well, the next house down on this side from Cunningham is Kenneth Wood. And me and Wood is the one I'm talking about. His daddy bought that lumber and put the room to his house.
Did Mr. Wood go to school at Blue Wing?
Yeah. But Mr. Woods is in my mother's age more.
Still living?
Than he is mine.
He's still?
He's
Do you have family down
there? Did I tell you Kenny Hood? That's his son.
Okay.
And his wife is down there.
Okay. Where did Kenneth go to school at?
Blue Wing. All of them went to Blue Wing school until Tolan was built.
And your kids continue as you moved around, went to Blue Wing school?
Blue Wing, I know, moved too far that they could walk to school.
Okay. Do you know what your teachers was named? How many did you have?
My first teacher was Hayward Harris.
Where's he from?
He was from up in Harristown up there.
Harristown?
Yeah, from Tola School.
Never heard of that before.
What?
Never heard of Harristown.
Well, that's up there around Joe Tola School.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where he rode the buggy and come to teach us.
Huh?
He rode on the buggy.
He did?
And come to teach us.
Okay, who was next?
And the next one was Annie Mae Tuck.
Tell me something about her.
Addie Mae now, not Annie. Addie, A-D-D-I-E. Addie Mae Tuck.
Where did?
And they took them from Christian College, but she made my open here.
She came on horse and buggy, or she slept in?
She stayed at Burton's.
She boarded in?
All of them boarded in but Hayward Harris.
His name was Hayward Harris.
He was the first teacher out here.
Who else?
And Mae Jeffers. She married Jeffers, but she was Annie Mae Tuck then. And she was teaching me.
Where did Miss Jeffers go?
She died.
Huh?
She died. She's dead.
Did she live or sleep in?
I think she stayed at on the roof because she's already dead.
You related to Aurelia?
Yeah, my husband is. I'm not related to nobody right in here. All my people is in Person County and back down here to the office. And Johnson Creek.
Oh.
Adam A. Jeff was my second grade teacher. And Julia Clayton was my third grade teacher. And William Hunt. Now, Clyde Thomas was my fifth grade teacher. Clyde Thomas. Clyde, the way you talk, what you said. Well, she was my fifth grade teacher. Now, me and her had this argument. I'm 80 years old, and she 92. And she ain't never been able to teach me. She wouldn't have been able to teach me in no fifth grade.
She said she taught you in school?
She ain't no sad. She knows she taught me.
And she said she what?
I said, I'm 80.
Uh-huh.
She's just 92. That's 12 years.
Uh-huh.
Well, how could she teach me fifth grade and she ain't old and that old than me. That's fine.
Maybe she got her days mixed up.
Well, she don't like to tell her age, but she just said 92.
Uh-huh.
But she couldn't have finished school. Just 12 years older than me, and but he told me in fifth grade.
Who was the midwife in this area?
Anne Fox. Who? Laurie is the
wait a minute. What's her name?
Anne.
How you spell it? Anne.
Anne Rosser. Clark Rosser. But they called her Anne Clark.
Anne Clark.
Yeah, but her husband was named Clark.
Okay, what was her maiden name?
Royster.
Okay.
Anne Clark Royster.
Anne Royster Clark.
No, her woman named Clark Royster.
Okay.
And they called her Anne Clark, midwife.
Okay, Clark, Anne, or Clark, Rain, or Anne Rock.
Anne Royster.
Okay, now who else?
I don't know.
Just one.
That's all right. I just can't remember her.
What about, did she help white people?
I don't know.
You don't? Was this community always been black, or was it a white community?
Always been black. From right there. No. From about I said miles. From about a mile around there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tuck name is where I'm talking about, but not in my time, because I can't remember him. Nothing but this Tuck name where he was still and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But in my time, there ain't nobody ever lived in no houses from the present time.